You know that a lot of imported stuff comes from specific places, true champagne from the Champagne region of France, for instance, the finest truffles, or at least expensive ones, from Italy. Here in Los Angeles, hair from India. Indian hair is one of the hottest new beauty items in L.A. As NPR's Amy Walters reports, it doesn't hurt that celebrities like it.
Verde Valenci Salon is on a busy corner of trendy Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles. The walls of her shop are plastered with pictures of Valenci and many of her celebrity clients, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Tara Reid, and a nest of Playboy bunnies. Each one is cute, skinny, and has someone else's hair attached to her head. Valenci put it there.
I actually did hair extensions for Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie right before The Simple Life started. I really believe that once that show started, they made it really popular. Like, most girls saw that they have it or knew, heard about it, and all of a sudden at that point it really became really popular.
Heather Cohen is one of her clients. She sits in the salon chair as Valenci combs through her hair. And there they are, small waxy clumps dangling near Cohen's scalp.
Right now you can kind of see them because I'm parting the hair.
Those clumps are called bonds. They attach long strands of someone else's hair to Cohen's head. She's clearly pleased with how the extensions have turned out.
I've been going to Verde for 3 years now. I got them done once, and I'm totally hooked. They're the best.
But the look doesn't come cheap. A full head of extensions runs $1,500 to $3,000. What exactly are Valenci's customers paying for? She says it's the quality of the hair she uses and the country it comes from.
I always tell them it's Indian temple hair. Most of the hair that I do use is Indian hair.
The so-called temple hair Valenci prefers actually comes from a Hindu temple in India. It's a byproduct of a religious practice many Indian women have observed for generations.
They sacrifice the hair to God. They give their hair to the God like that. Human hair. Indian human hair.
Saritha Kumar owns a hair company in Chennai, India. Kumar says the hair comes from Hindu pilgrims who leave freshly shorn locks at the temple as part of their worship.
With that hair, the temple won't do anything. So we buy from the temple, we process the hair, and we export.
Kumar says she offered her own hair when she was a young girl. The ritual is very common, and the hair comes from all walks of life. And sometimes, she says, with a few surprises, including lice.
The hair will come for our company with the lice egg. The company only will clean the lice egg, and we export cleaned hair.
With or without little critters, the hair has proven a boon for Tirupati Temple, now commonly known as the richest temple in India. Much of the money is coming from places like Los Angeles. In fact, you'll find signs across L.A. advertising 100% Indian hair, plastered on utility poles and storefront windows. Often the signs are put there by individuals and small salons that cater mostly to the African American market. Naomi Williams runs one such salon in West L.A. She says hair extensions have been in the African American community for a long time, but the availability of Indian hair has changed things.
Oh, I think the market is already out there, but what I've seen now, I think more people are starting to sell it themselves. It's all about how much they can get it for and how much they can mark it up for.
Williams says most of her clients don't care where the hair comes from as long as it looks good and they can get it at a good price.
As long as it's clean and it doesn't have any parasites or any lice in it, then they're pretty much fine with it.
At the moment, Williams buys her hair off the internet, but she's planning a trip to India to buy direct at a cheaper rate. Meanwhile, in India, more and more companies are advertising hair to Americans, trying to capitalize on the new trend. Amy Walters, NPR News, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.